Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 모두들 쏙쏙쏙쏙쏙
And so it is that we are back here once again on Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is your host, Jay John, and with me in the studio this week,
the beautiful and sexy and talented Jedi Scuff.
Wow, as voted by him.
Yes.
How are you?
Very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining me this week.
You couldn't keep me away.
It's like a rotating roster at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. We're like the most prolific soccer team that ever existed.
Yeah. Points for saying prolific. Let's try to find a way to put that into a sentence again later on in this show. Big week coming up. Content-wise, we will be having, of course, Philip from Hello K-Pop in. Isn't that true, Philip?
Hello, I'm not sick for once.
I'll do my best to change that. We could call this the EXO update, really, because they keep making the news, don't they?
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of issues going on.
And, of course, as usual, every week we have our Thai Pop Song of the Week. Shaz also has a review for us on an accommodation in Korea, which is going to be very helpful to anyone that's deciding to travel over there anytime soon.
Or you last year.
Or yeah, that would have been good. I stayed in a love motel last year. It was fantastic. There were so many things on offer to me. Of course, I mean the products that were on the bench and nothing.
Oh, my God.
Not the kinky videos that you filmed.
No, no videos. Actually, I did buy a camera and I did set it up with my friend. Because I'm not in line. Move on. Of course, we will also have an interview with Singaporean up-and-coming awesome artist Hakim.
Hi, guys. This is Hakim coming to you from Singapore and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hakim.
Looking forward to
Hakim
that.
Hakim Olajuwon is not him.
Not him.
But he could be related.
Could be. No, just because I have the first name, Travis, doesn't mean they're related. Just letting you know. And, of course, David Park comes in to have a chat about the Korean Film Festival, otherwise known as KOFIA.
Wow.
Yes.
Always good to have David around, isn't it?
Fantastic, baby.
Yes.
Music-wise, what are we going to hear this week? Do you want to ring out a few?
I know we're playing Rachel Zhang again.
Ooh, here it is. Here's a sneak peek.
We'll be playing JYP's brand new debut boy band, Winner.
This is JYP's new band?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Plus another Singaporean artist. Two Singaporean artists on the show this week. Her name is...
Allianz Insurance.
It's not Allianz. It's Ella Reese.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And the song is called Radiance of You. Here it is. Action-packed show coming up. Thanks for joining us. Hashtag APRA family. News coming up for you next. For now, we're going to get into our first song, Travis, which is...
Straight out of Japan, The Shooting Star Girls.
Here it is, Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, Jedi and Jay John in the studio with you this week. Travis, that song?
That was Senko Rider by the Shooting Star Girls that just recently got a whole new lineup.
Yeah?
Like the seven key members left and had to start from scratch.
Why did they all leave?
Graduation. You know how it is in Japan.
Yes.
And I am backing that song to be one of the songs of the year. I'm so impressed by it.
I wouldn't know because I never graduated. No, I did. I joke. My mum's sitting there saying, what? I know my mum's listening right now saying, why do you always pick on yourself and make it sound like you don't know what you're doing? Or something like that. That's a terrible impersonation of my mum, and I'm pretty sure if she's listening to it right now, she's clipped me over the e-hole. I think we should get into some news. What do you reckon, Trav?
Let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
The only news worldwide with dubstep in the intro. Thanks to crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio. Asian Pop News Update. Kaiko and JC Chan were arrested and detained by Beijing police this week after being suspected of drug use, Trav. Rumours began to spread like wildfire after a teenage netizen took to her Weibo account claiming that the pair had been arrested and that her dad had interrogated them. I'm assuming her dad is a policeman. I hope. The post was later deleted and the rumours were soon confirmed by Chinese media outlets. According to reports, the police had been keeping an eye on Kai after he had left evidence of his drug use by forgetting to flush the toilet. It was also confirmed that the police had seized 100 grams of marijuana from JC's apartment, owned by his famous father, Jackie Chan, after he had thrown a luxurious party on August 14. He's said to be detained for up to 14 days. However, JC, who is suspected to have accommodated drug users, could be looking at a sentence of up to 4 years. Crazy. Trav, awesome. AKB48 news.
AKB48 have announced dismantlement of their subunit Diva on their late night program AKB No All Night Nippon. I do listen to that show. Before disbanding, the girls have revealed that will release their fourth single, being their first ever over a 2-year gap. The last one they released was in 2012, I think. It will be written and composed by Japanese musician Kurumiya Tetsuya. During the program, Sei Miyazawa made a phone call to former member Yuko Oshima, offering her a chance to write lyrics for Diva's last album. Although Oshima was hesitant at first, she soon accepted the offer, stating that this will be her first time doing so. The subunit promised fans that they will try hard to make their final concert and album the best we've ever seen.
Thanks, Trav. Many public figures across the states have begun taking part in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge in order to raise funds for the ALS research, and has now hit China, with celebrities such as JJ Lin and Jay Chou all taking part. The challenge also involves the person being covered in buckets of ice water on film and then nominating friends to do the same. The charity has received over $10 million in donations since the challenge began 2 weeks ago. So hashtag AfroFamily, Travis, are recommending we do the same thing in YouTube.
I have seen Megan Lee do it. Yeah. Super Junior do it.
Right.
The AKB48 owner and the center. I've seen every dialogue in somebody else is doing it.
Can we wait until summer until we do it?
Well, if I do it, someone has to donate me the $100 to donate to charity.
I don't think the IT guys here are going to particularly be happy with us playing ice bucket games in the studio. No. We might have to find somewhere else. And that's all for the Asian Pop News Update this week. Thanks to Cassie, our team member Cass, doing awesome stuff. 27 weeks in a row she's provided news for us. Isn't
27
she
weeks 27 of awesome.
27 weeks. I know that because I can count. Take that, everyone that didn't believe in me. We're going to give you a more in-depth K-pop news update thanks to Phil from Hello K-Pop. Next, for now, we're going to go to a Korean pop track, Travis.
By Winner, their debut song titled
Empty.
Empty. By the massive favorite record label of ours, JYP.
JYP. JYP.
JYP. JYP.
Play the song now.
I'm
don't worry. No, I'm cool myself, can you see that yet? You're my gonger.
I'm in number gonger.
Baby, don't worry. No, I'm cool myself, can you see that yet? I'm a gonger.
I'm in number gonger.
Empty, but I am no more. That was Empty by Winner. Brand new K-pop, all killed all of the charts. Very good times.
Thanks, Trav. Let's go to our Hello K-pop news update with Philip.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
Philip of Hello K-Pop, how are you going?
Hello, I'm not sick for once.
I'll do my best to change that.
I'll probably be sick.
Ooh, send bad vibes that way. We could call this the EXO update, really, because they keep making the news, don't they?
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of issues going on.
That's it. All right, so EXO's bodyguard has apparently been arrested, is this right?
Yeah, rumors quickly filled earlier this week after pictures of what was said to be EXO's bodyguard getting arrested were posted online. The original media report said that EXO's bodyguards were getting arrested for hitting fans who were being obsessed. Destructive. The pictures were accompanied with a video of EXO member Lay telling someone to stop hitting the fans. SM Entertainment later clarified media reports, saying the rumors were untrue. The agency said that there was a small conflict between the airport employees and the bodyguard and not the EXO managers.
Can I tell you, when I was in Korea last year, I was lucky enough to come across the Mnet Countdown show being recorded in front of the town hall, and I was down the back of the stage when EXO rocked up, and I firstly got shined in the eyes with the little light by the security guards, and then even though I was about 2 meters from them, I got grabbed by the security guards and thrown across. So I'm not speculating, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised at all, actually.
Crazy.
But it doesn't really explain like the pictures and the videos.
Nah.
Yeah, that was very vague statement by SM.
All right, Korean netizens are focused on Yuri's weight issues, of course, member of Girls' Generation.
Yeah, this is a kind of shocking. I didn't see anything wrong with her. Well, anyways, Korean netizens have showed their support for Girls' Generation's Yuri despite a recent article talking about her bigger body frame. The netizens responded with mostly positive comments saying that it was pathetic for people to criticize Yuri for her weight gain. One top comment said that she should be able to eat whatever she wanted when she's not promoting, while another comment asked if she was bulking.
Or be allowed to eat whatever she wants whenever she wants, whether she's promoting or not.
I thought she looked fine. Have you seen the pictures, Jace?
I actually haven't.
You should go to see it. She looks beautiful.
How could she not look stunning, right?
Yeah.
I reckon, you know, I'm going to say the Girls' Generation girls should all put on another 10 kilos each and just have fun and enjoy life.
They would look the same, to be honest.
We're still going to buy their albums. Yeah. Okay, again, in EXO news, Chris, of course, former member of EXO, is apparently rumoured to be releasing a new mini album.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for this. Anonymous sources have revealed to a Chinese media that Chris will be preparing a debut mini album. The source said that Chris will be changing his image while also working on two new movies this year. The estranged EXO member is working on a film called Somewhere Only We Know and Passion Heaven alongside former junior member Heng Geng.
Former junior member?
Yeah, Heng Geng.
Oh, good.
Do you remember him?
No.
He had a lawsuit with SM a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was just questioning because I thought you might have meant super junior member.
Did I say former super junior member?
No, you said former junior member.
Oh, okay, it's former super junior member.
All right, carry on.
Some happy news for Sully this week. Sully and Choiza were forced to confirm their relationship this week after a Korean media dispatch caught the pair on a date at Namsan Tower earlier this month. The agency released a statement to the media saying that the two were depending on each other. This is where it gets bad, James.
Yeah, okay.
Upset FX fans have shown their disappointment in Sully's recent announcement and blamed her for ending FX comeback promotion early. Yeah. Wait, it gets even worse.
Okay.
Sully announced a few weeks ago that she was taking time off from the industry, which led to FX ending their promotions just a month after their comeback. Fans are now doubting Sully's and SM's Entertainment's explanation that the singer needed a break due to her physical health and mental health. One fan questioned why she had the time to go on dates when she was too sick to perform on stage. A Korean media had gathered photos of fans who have boycotted Sully. One photo showed a crushed camera with a hammer on top of Sully's photo, while another fan burnt a photo of the singer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, horrible. Meanwhile, one fan who had posted almost 750,000 comments of FX changed his username to Not a Sully Fan. What do you think about that, James?
Changed his profile name to I've Got Too Much Time on My Hands.
Yeah. I don't know how. Who would have time to post 750,000 comments?
But you know what it does explain? It does explain why our music director, Jedi Scuff, hasn't been here each week. He's been at home, hosting. Phil, for more information, where do we go to get our K-pop fix?
To see what's trending in K-pop, check out HelloKpop.com.
Yeah, back at that. Make HelloKpop.com trend.
Yep.
Hashtag HelloKpop.
Hashtag AfroFamily.
Thanks, Phil.
See you next week.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, throughout the nation. Like us on Facebook. Head to facebook.com and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. We thank all the stations who play and support our program each week. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you for that update, Phil, of Hello K-Pop. And J-John, you are a bugger.
I love how you censor yourself.
Whatever. We're playing next song, C-Pop, James Zhang, do it. Get away from me.
From our intro to Asian Pop a couple of weeks ago with Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin did it. Kevin's intro.
Special edition.
It was. Here it is. Asian Pop Radio.
Surprise And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and today I have a Thai song for you. This week I have slow and relaxed Thai song sing by a Thai indie duo artist. Named Tiger. The song name is Rod Kong Len, which translates to toy car. In the song, they are thinking about how much a young boy cry and cry over and over again just to get his dad to buy him a toy car. In the end, he got what he wants. Now he is a grown-up man and he reflects what he did in the past. He had a crush on a girl, but that girl had a boyfriend already. But he loved her so much, he wants to break them apart. He want to cry and cry, like to let the girl know that he means so much more than her current boyfriend. I wonder how this will turn out, but right now, please enjoy Rod Kong Len by Tiger.
พอครับพอจำได้ไหมในวันที่ผมยังเป็นเด็กกับรถคันเล็กคันโปรดนั้นสุขใจอยู่บนถนนที่มีในจินตนาการแค่ไขลานและให้วิ่งไปจนวันที่เห็นเพื่อนมีคันใหม่เป็นรถที่วิ่งไกลและเร็วกว่าพอจำได้ไหมผมทำไงวันนั้นเพื่อของที่ผมปรารถนาผมร้องผมงองไงจนกว่าพ่อตามใจมันแค่ทำน้ำตาให้ไหลแค่ร้องไห้ดังๆเท่านั้นก็ได้ทุกอย่างที่ต้องการได้มีรถของเล่นที่เหมือนกับเพื่อนเขามีกันก็รู้พอทนไม่นานที่เห็นผมเสียใจเริ่มสงสัยว่าตัวกับใจนี่โตเกินไวหรือเปล่านี่คือเหงาหรือใจมันใหญ่ไปพอครับเขาว่าความรักมันมาเติมเต็มที่ว่างในใจอยากรู้มีใครที่ไหนหรือเปล่าก็เมื่อได้เห็นเพื่อนเขารักกันอย่างนั้นผมควรจะยินดีให้แต่ว่าปัญหาเพราะว่าเธอคนนั้นผมรักของผมอยู่มากมายแล้วผมต้องทำยังไงให้เขาทิ้งกันมันต้องใช้น้ำตาแค่ไหนต้องร้องไห้กี่ครั้งให้เขาและเธอจึงวางความรักแล้วเลิกลาให้เธอเห็นว่ารักของผมให้เธอใช้สักกี่น้ำตาให้เธอเห็นใจที่เคยบอกว่าให้รักใครไปสุดท้ายจะได้เหมือนกันกลับคืนมา
ความหมายทุ่มเทเท่าไรเธอไม่ยอมขายแล้วผมต้องทำยังไงพอช่วยผมทีบอกได้ไหม
Asian Pop Radio Australia Not just K-POP
Right across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jay John and Jedi Scuff.
Thank you, Paul, for that wonderful journey into Thailand. Next up, we'll be hearing from Mr. A, and we'll be Shanghai and across.
Shanghai
to Singapore.
What?
For some Alari.
Shanghai and across to Singapore. All right, I'll go with that. And we've also got, on the subject of Singapore, our interview with Hakim coming up very, very soon. He's a rising star. He's got a great new song out. It's doing big things in the chart locally, and we can't wait to present his interview to you. Of course, we played the song for the first time last week, and we got some
another
good
reception. Another artist we have discovered.
Yes. Well,
you're welcome, Australia.
I'd like to take credit. We can take credit.
Of course we can.
Good
365!
Guy. 365! Good guy, Hakim, coming up very, very soon. For now, here's a review. Thanks to Shaz.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
Welcome to another Asian Pop Radio Australia review. This is Shazza reporting to you from Seoul, South Korea. With South Korea being known for all the hole-in-the-wall restaurants, as well as clubs and bars, after people enjoy eating and partying, they need a place to stay. Finding a place to stay in Korea is not that hard. With hostels, hotels, guest houses, traditional homestays, every corner you turn will have at least one of them. So how do you possibly choose a place to stay? I have now stayed at three different places in the last month and will review each place, telling you their good points and their bad points, so you know what to look out for when you come and stay in South Korea. Firstly, there is Kimchi Jung Dae Moon Guest House, spelled K-I-M-C-H-E-E. It has a lot to offer as it is close to the shopping area, so you could say. Located in Jungno Orga, or is 5 in Korean, it is the next station along from Dong Dae Moon. The rooms are very clean, just like the rest of the guest house. It features a small cafe on the top level, which sells ramen and canned drinks. This makes up for it as it doesn't actually provide breakfast, like the other two do. If you choose a double room, you get your own ensuite, which is added bonus that is kind of hard to find. The staff are friendly and speak English. The only fault for this guest house is there are so many stairs to climb. But in the end, this is great exercise. And trust me, you'll be needing it after eating so much yummy food in Korea, because the traditional market selling amazing food is just around the corner. Next is Phil House, the popular guest house that has two locations. I stayed at the one in Acheson, which is considered kind of out of the way. Acheson is not really near any major landmarks or shopping areas, but that being said, the Children's Grand Park is touching the back of Phil House. For those that are big K-pop fans, you would have heard of Wapop Show, which is a concert put on twice a week on Friday and Sundays. Why do I mention this? The Wapop Concert Hall is located inside the park. This is very convenient, especially if your favorite bands are performing. The tickets go for about $100 each. Another advantage of this guest house is that some famous people are friends with the owners. In Acheson, Roshan is friends with K-pop/J-pop group A-Piece, who currently visited a week ago. The other location, the owner is friends with Kim Jae-jung from JYJ. Lastly, located right next to Korea University is Duri Guest House. Duri Guest House recently went from being a homestay for Korea University students to a guest house for anyone looking to experience the feeling of a Korean home. It is three stories tall, with the rooms being the second and third. It has an old dorm style feeling to it and is a very nice place to relax. The owners, a family, take care of all their guests. They help you move your bags, and even though it says to wash up your own bowls and whatnot, the elder gets cranky if you do and insists on cleaning up everything. Currently, only boys can be in the four-person dorm, and girls and guys are both allowed to use the two-person and single rooms. They provide a really nice breakfast consisting of cereal and cinnamon bread, as well as orange juice. For staying in Korea short-term of up to 2 to 3 weeks, it is a wonderful experience. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Tune in next week for another review.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to the intro to Asian Pop. I'm Katie, and this week we will be taking a look at the long-running J-pop group EXILE. EXILE are a 19-member J-pop group who have been incredibly long-lived for pop standards. They've been active from 1999 to the present day. That's 15 years. Initially, they debuted as a 15-member group as J-Soul Brothers in 1999, but later they changed their group name in 2001 to EXILE. They were formed by the leader, Hiro, after his previous group, Zoo disbanded in 1995, and a second group, Love Deluxe, lasted a year. This year, five new members were added to the lineup too. The group provides both a highly visual and impressive audio performance, with certain members devoted purely to dancing and others devoted to singing. This means that the singers don't tire themselves out with dancing, and the dancers don't have to worry about singing while completing an energetic choreography. Clever thinking. As well as an innovative solution to the problems of singing and dancing at the same time, EXO have met with incredible success on major award shows in Japan. In total, they've won 45 awards, over half of them coming from Japan Gold Disc Awards from 2004 to 2011. Their top single, Your Eyes Only, Aimai na Boku no Katachi, sold close to 250,000 copies on their Oricon sales. So, what is it that has led to this incredible success? If you watch some of the music videos, you can see that the visuals are stunning and the melodies are soulful and dreamy. As a pop, dance, house and R&B group, the songs are light in their colour, focusing on the main tune rather than a heavy bass. The MVs for the songs are carefully constructed and throughout they have fantastic sets, like a train covered in creeping ivy and flowers, and even a whole fantasy world. So, if you are looking for gentle or uplifting songs, then EXO has a great range of excellent quality songs to listen to. You can learn more about them on their website, exo.jp, or on their Facebook page. Be sure to tune in to Asian Pop Radio Australia next week for another intro to Asian Pop.
Oh baby,
This is Drew Chen, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Ming Bridges, and you're tuned into Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I'm coming after you. I'm chasing down everything you do. Like birds of a feather or a moth to a flame, the radiance of you.
Pop Radio Australia with Jay John and Jedi Scarf this week, our music director who makes the music happen on our program. And that was Alaris from Singapore. Absolutely love that song, Radiance of You. And
can we class her as Singaporean? Because she is a child of the world.
She is a child of the world, actually. Born in Auckland, New Zealand to Singaporean parents, Alaris spent her childhood as a third culture kid, growing up in Japan, Indonesia, Dubai, India, Singapore, and finally Australia, mate.
Yeah, g'day.
It was a stint down under that woken up her passion for songwriting and music, and she was discovered as a teen.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum. You like one of the other lower interesting facts?
My favourite fact is in 2008, Alaris released her debut EP, Songs of the Season, which she recorded in Melbourne, Australia, with the producer Brad Evans of Guy Sebastian and Human Nature fame.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason why.
I guess she was telling everybody.
Telling everybody.
I won't do it. on to it.
Telling everybody what you
children
did
of the 90s. But we the hope 90s. We hope to have a chat to her sometime soon. We can't wait. She's awesome.
안녕하세요. Hello, this is Alexander Lee Eusebio, and when I'm down under, I love listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Young music and free flow, you know I'm Mr. Ayo.
Hakim coming to you from Singapore, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hakim, welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Right, thank you.
Hakim, can we get started by asking you, when did you start performing, and was it dance or singing that came first for you?
For me, it was singing, and I've been singing since I was a kid, but I started to get serious in music when I was 18.
Okay, what kind of influences did you have when you were younger as a kid? What songs were you singing?
I'm more to R&B, like I listen to Trey Songz, Chris Brown, Boyz II Men. So, you know, that kind of style and genre is what influenced me and inspired me to pursue music.
Well, you're starting a solo career now, but first you were part of the lineup with Super Music, the boy band. How was the boy band actually formed? And I'm interested to know if you were all friends at first.
Yes, we were friends. We are from the same school. So basically, we just hang out. And one of the band members, he was a beat maker. So we decided, you know, just get together, make some music for fun and post it, upload it on YouTube.
What do you think the most successful moment was for Super Music?
Our song was once featured in a local drama, which was aired every week. So that really gave us exposure to the local music industry, Malay particularly.
So why have you decided to go solo then?
That is my initial dream. As I said just now, I look up to Trey Songz, Chris Brown, that is the kind of entertainer and singer that I want to be.
Tell us a little bit about your new debut song. I'm going to try and pronounce it, but I'm probably going to get wrong, so don't laugh in my face. Semuanya Alright.
Semuanya Alright.
Fail. Yeah. Fail. Yeah. What's the song about, Hakim?
Simply, it's about teenage guy in school who sees this girl and just want to go like get her number and stuff like that. It's very cheesy and it's a cheesy love song for teenagers. This song was composed by Haramain Osman and Juna Lin from The Line Story. They are actually a local band in Singapore. They look on one of my covers on YouTube, and then they decided, they want to do a song for me. So from that point in time, I worked with them and come out this single. So actually, they give me the opportunity for me to start my debut.
Awesome. So when you think back to all the hours that you spent when you were a bit younger covering songs and translating lyrics and all those long, sessions of uploading audio to YouTube, do you feel like it's worth it now?
Definitely, but I really hope, I can go further in this industry. And what I want to portray is more of my language. Like, for example, Korean music is known internationally. I also want, my language, the Malay language, to be known.
So how were you also introduced to Yahya Hamid, who features on your track?
He's actually an artist signed under The Line Story. She was signed under him. So I was just, so when the guy did the song for me, he said, you want to do your debut, you need to have somebody, who is already known in the industry. They introduced me to her.
What's it like to hear your song on the radio for the first time?
It's kind of funny. Like, hearing my own voice on radio is like kind of weird. But I'm kind of glad right now because the song is actually doing very well on the charts. It's currently this week is at number 3. For me, like, this is my first single, and for it to be, at the top, nearly the top of the charts, is for me, it's really a success.
Congratulations, by the way. Well done.
Thank you. I have another passion, which is also photography and videography. So actually, the music video was all planned by me. Like, the editing, all was done by myself.
If you could help promote any other Singaporean artists, who would you recommend we support?
English artists in Singapore, I would recommend Kevin Lester. He's a local rapper. Or the Malay music industry, locally, I would go for Slick. Their single recently just hit up to 3 million views, which is, for us, for Singaporean, is a great achievement.
Yeah, fair effort. You've dabbled into a little bit of Korean language tracks, so if there's a particular K-pop artist you'd like to work with, would it be male or female?
It would be Taeyang is good. Yes. Taeyang is another guy who also inspires me, to pursue in music. And their style, the way they just portray themselves on stage is just, cooler.
Well, I mean, he's an all-rounder, really, isn't he? He's a fantastic dancer. He can sing, he can perform, under pressure.
And he can produce music. Like, that is what I want to be in the future, hopefully.
You might have a chance to collaborate.
hopefully.
Maybe when one of them goes to their service, for their 2-year service very soon, you might be able to fill in for one of them.
Hopefully, man. Like,
what are you working on next, Hakim?
Okay, for right now, I'm just finding materials for my second single. But also, I'm working on my my mixtape, which is a full Malay mixtape, whereby I turn English hit English songs into my language, Malay.
Well, how can we find out more about you and your music?
Follow me on Instagram, Hakim Mokhtar, HakimMokhtar, or you can just look for me up on YouTube, Hakim Mokhtar as well.
Awesome, and of course, we'll post those links on our Facebook page as well, in case people didn't catch that.
Alright, sure.
Thanks for spending some time with us today, and your song's absolutely awesome, and we're really thankful we found it, and I hope you can keep us informed on your upcoming songs.
Alright, sure, no problem.
Kau menjadi
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and it's that time of the year again. Coffee is back, and we are joined by Cultural and Media Relations Manager at Korean Cultural Office. Hello, David. Welcome back to Asian Pop Radio for another week.
Hey, Jason.
Last week, we had a bit of a look at the festival, how it's going to be playing out across the country and the dates, particular films in each category. But this week, we thought we'd have a look at the films that focus around K-pop performers that feature in them.
Yep, K-pop plus Korean films. What
nice.
Would you want?
You couldn't really hope for much more, could you? So I thought we'd kick off with, if you wouldn't mind, having a look at Commitment, which features Big Bang artist T.O.P. What's it all about?
It's his most anticipated role as a North Korean spy agent. Top kicking ass in the film. What more can you expect? The film follows his character, Myung-hoon, after his father's botched espionage mission. Him, Top, and his sister, Hae-in, are sent to a labor prison camp.
All right.
In order to save his sister's life, Top becomes a spy, infiltrates South Korea as a teenage defector.
Wow.
And his mission is to assassinate another North Korean agent who's taking residency in South Korea.
It sounds a lot like Iris, that Top also was a part of both series 1 and 2, right?
Yeah. But he plays a more compassionate character.
Now, it's the Australian premiere, but it sounds like it's done pretty well in quite a few different Asian countries even before it was released, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was pre-sold. The rights for the film were pre-sold in 6 or 7 other Asian countries.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, the Sydney session has already been and gone, but Brisbane will get the chance to have a look on the 28th of August at 6:30 p.m. and Melbourne a little bit later on, September the 11th.
Yep.
How about we look at Rough Play, which features one of our favourite members of the boy band, MBLAQ.
Yes, MBLAQ's Lee-jun is the main headlining act for Rough Play. His performance is just fantastic. Yeah.
So he's turned some heads.
Very, very impressed. He plays a lot of different chords in this film, and the film is the story of a rise and fall of a top star in Korea, and Lee-jun plays an up-and-coming actor in this. He plays terrifically. He plays the young Rain in Ninja Assassin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, not a very standout act, as you can see. It's an action flick. But yep. In Rough Play, this is all about Lee-jun. It's all about his acting. Fantastic. I've had such a good time just watching this guy portray this character.
That's a good one for the drama buffs. All right, so that's Brisbane on the 28th of August and Melbourne the 11th of September once again.
Miss Granny has an idol from B1A4.
All right.
I'll leave that to the audience to find out when they come into the session. But it's a really very interesting cameo, and there's a very fun dynamic in that film. I really think Miss Granny will do good this year.
We've definitely got a B1A4 flavour at the moment with the boys coming down here for Sydney and Melbourne for a concert.
Or the road trip.
I was actually going to ask you about Fasten Your Seatbelt. This seems to have a bit of a K-pop theme, but a bit of a comedy, right?
Yeah, so, there's no K-pop star in Fasten Your Seatbelt, but the main character is dubbed as an up-and-coming singer. He's got a lot of fans. He's on this plane traveling from Japan back to Korea, and they run into a typhoon. And so it's your typical airplane disaster flick, but given the Korean twist, and there's so many wacky characters, and the plot is so intense that it really, really it's really wonderful.
If you like,
like comedy,
if you like your comedy and your disaster movies, it sounds like a nice mix.
Perfect mix. A lot of K-pop fans will like Kim Soo Hyun.
Right.
Kim Soo Hyun, the actor, he'll be featuring in Secretly Greatly.
Cool.
One of the top-selling films for this year, we anticipate. The screening in Sydney did very, very well. Very funny in the first half, and then it gets very emotional in the second half. It's just being able to pull a lot of chords and keep the plot very intense.
Action, comedy, and drama are all in one.
Yeah.
And this is showing right across the fest as well.
The one which is traveling quite a lot.
And I'm assuming that you'll be looked after for your 2-hour movie because you'll have some complimentary snacks to chew along to.
Yes. we've partnered with Nongshim this year, so we've got a Nongshim screening happening out throughout the festival.
Now, of course, you can buy tickets individually for Coffee this year, but you can buy a 6-season pass, is that right?
Yes.
And how are they available, David?
6-season passes aren't available online. You have to come to the box office and just designate 6 sessions that you'd like to come to, or alternatively, you can even buy 6 tickets as a group to one session. It's completely up to you how you mix up the six tickets.
If you want to find out more information, coffee.com.au, or is there a phone number we can buzz?
02-8267-3440, and that'll take you right to my my phone. And then I'd be more than happy to chat with anyone about the festival.
Excellent. You hold it all together, David. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Jason.
And I hope to have a chat with you again next week.
Yes, perfect. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Jay, John and David Park, for that wonderful update on the Korean Movie Festival. And I will be there with bells on to see the new T.O.P. movie.
Yes,
The Commitment.
I have
made a commitment.
T.O.P. is one.
Han Sori.
Yes, something like that. That is it for another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Make sure you tune in next week. Fingers crossed we are going to have a big K-Wave special. All K-culture, K-music, K-food. We're talking about it in celebration of the K-Wave Festival. People from all over
Federation
Australia can't wait
Square
for that one.
Will be smelling like kimchi.
That is only going to be a good thing, Trav. Yes. Of course, don't forget there's a whole heap of concerts coming up that you've got to be a part of. The B1A4 concert in Melbourne and Sydney, Music Wave coming up a little later on in September. Coffee are right across the nation. It's already been in Sydney and Canberra and Brisbane, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide. You've all still got a chance to be part of it, and we are giving away tickets to the festival. All we need you to do for your chance to win tickets to the Korean Film Festival is email asianpopradio@yahoo.com. That's email asianpopradio@yahoo.com with the subject Win Coffee and the code word Hello K-Pop. Easy. What?
The plugs we have going on here.
You've got a week to get them in, and we will announce the winners on next week's show. You will get a complimentary pass sent to your house, but make sure you do include your address in the email along with the code word Hello K-Pop.
That's it. And before we go, I would like to send a special congratulations to the Western Sydney Wanderers Football Club for beating Guangzhou Evergrande, the biggest team in China, $350 million team, 1-0 in the Asian Champions League this week.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Good.
And I don't go for Sydney at all, and I would just like to send them congratulations.
I think we should party like a star, Trav.
Yes.
Good song to go out with.
Say Koji, party like a star doors.
See you next week. Asian Pop Radio. Yeah, tanggal 2, waduh kasihan. Dompet tipis belum gajian. Uang pasti gak buat pulang. Mau minjam, udah banyak utang. Pengennya sih cari hiburan. Ambil cuti buat liburan. Cuma bisa diwujudkan dalam mimpi. Sambil tiduran. Sampai rumah gak ada harapan. Kulkas kosong gak ada makanan. TV rusak udah karatan. AC mati, panas-panasan. Ingin nobati hati. Pengennya bisa party. Duit udah gak sisa. Andaikan aku bisa. Party like a star. Party like a star. We party like a star. We party like a star. Party like a star. Party like a star. We party like a star. Party like a star. Lagi sulit, it's okay. Tanpa duit, in your head. Yang penting hati senang. Dompet bokeh, hati tenang. Lagi galau, it's okay. Tahan hati kacau, in your head. Party like a star. Biar lega sebentar. Putus lagi cintaku, galau lagi kisahku. Pacar diembat orang, hati kering kerontang. Nangis berkali-kali, sampai menuhin kali. Nasib disesali, pala jedotin lemari. Sakit hati, pengen cari pacar baru. Tapi muka susah laku. Ingin nobati hati, pengennya bisa party. Ingin mengubah kisah, andaikan aku bisa. Party like a star, party like a star. We party like a star, we party like a star. Like a star. Party like a star. Party like a star, biar lega sebentar. Gaji gak naik-naik, cinta pun gak laku-laku. Tetap nikmatin aja, senang tanpa ragu-ragu. Janganlah terpengaruh, cuma perlu tunggu waktu. Senang tuh pilihan, walau bokeh sendirian mending. Party like a star, party like a star. We party like a star, we party like a star. Party like a star. Party like a star.
biar lega sebentar. Lagi sulit,
it's okay.
Tanpa duit,
on your way.
Yang penting hati senang, dompet bokeh hati tenang. Lagi galau,
it's okay.
Hati kacau,
on your way.
Party like a star, biar lega sebentar.
Cari duit lagi, cari pacar lagi.